If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Andrea Lopez.
Woo! Hi, David. Hi, everybody. How are we?
I mean, listen, we're going to get into some other people that are going to be here today with us.
Right.
But how are you? How is your in Jersey? How is Jersey doing today?
We are Jersey strong today. Everything is great on the Jersey side. The trailer just dropped, so we already know that we're going to get into that because it's big news.
It is big news. You do listen. You do these. You're going to do some impressions here today too. But how did you get? I'm so intrigued. Like I can't sing. I can't do an impression. Somehow I have built this podcast into a thing, but that's a whole different thing. I could not do an impression. I do impressions here. I do an impression of Morgan Wade, but you are an actual professional who does real impressions.
Listen, David, I was going to come on here and compliment you on the Morgan Wade because I went to you because Sarah Fraser and I go way back. So she connected us two. And so the first impression I heard was you doing Morgan Wade and it blew me out of the water. You got that Southern twang with a little bit of the crackhead kind of broken down. You did it.
I was like, I don't know where this came from. It was not planned, but I don't know if people are over it, but I'm obsessed with my own Morgan Wade and I can't stop. So she's not going anywhere.
You have a supporter in me. Listen, impressions are so fun. And I think with all the platforms, it's really helped me have a audience for it. But before then, it was just kind of like Saturday Night Live. But I always loved doing voices. I started impersonating my teachers in school and then my mom just needed so much laughter and comedy in her life. She just had a hard life. And so I was my mom's best friend, basically. And just growing up in that environment, my whole goal in life was to make people laugh. So that's where it really stems from.
Wow. And like, how do you pick? So like, you know, I know you do Teresa, which you'll do here today.
Right.
How do you pick the people that you do impressions of?
They have to entertain me to the point where I'm dying laughing. So Teresa was one of my OGs and she is an OG. Just old Teresa, you guys remember when she didn't even know that she was funny. That's like one of my favorite, like the early seasons, right? Back with Joe. And I just pick out these people that not only entertain me, make me laugh. But they also have like a certain deep, I do Kourtney Kardashian, Teresa, and Kristen Cavallari, and they all have this weird, like, guttural, like, I don't know, like, it's, like, deep in, like, down here, and as soon as I started doing Teresa, the first year I did it, it was awful, and you just keep on working at it, and you just keep on listening and watching them, and you get their idiosyncrasies, and now I have, like, three words that Teresa says, and I just repeat those, like, oh my god, that's crazy, and then Louie, and love.
And ingredients.
Of course, ingredients and cumin or cumin. I don't know how to say the spices, but cumin. Yeah.
How did you start doing Kourtney Kardashian? Can you give us some Kourtney Kardashian? Because I think it is so spot on.
Thank you. Kourtney, let's see.
Like, why Kourtney? Like, why not Kim? Why not Chris? Why not Khloé Money?
Oh, now Khloé Money, one of my favorites, because she really does make me laugh so much. But I think Kourtney was just this deadpan humor that I loved. So even if you could do the most impressive thing, you could do a backflip, a cartwheel off of a 10-story building, and Kourtney will just stare at you and be like, I am just not impressed. Like, that's cool, but like, I could probably do it better. I just loved how Khloé was like snarky, a little bitchy, and I had so much fun with her.
And when you do your Kourtney with Chris together, it's like heaven.
Okay, so no. And you know what? It's so funny. People think that Chris is me, but it's
It's
my
not.
podcast co-host, Anna Roisman. And so we started doing, she's been doing voices for a while. And you know, when you meet somebody, it's probably like you and Sarah, like you guys just get each other and people love you two together. And that's what Anna and I, we had this dynamic. So we've been doing Chris and Courtney for almost a year and a half now.
That's a whole thing. That
It's a
could be
whole
a
thing.
whole.
We, yes.
And you said, so like you did this, you were hired to do a birthday party recently where like this is what you do now. And they just wanted Teresa, or was it true Teresa? Like you show up as Teresa.
So it was this crazy thing. I had never really done appearances in the form of like a private birthday party. I've done hosting, you know, you do a convention, whatever you get hired for, but this was, it was almost like cameo on crack. So they said, okay, we rented a room and we want you to come and do a couple voices, but all the women are from Jersey. So obviously we love Housewives. And if you could just bring Teresa and do a little bit of like a comedy bit for the birthday girl, I'm thinking, oh my God, do I get a microphone? What is this going to be like? Okay, David, it was a tiny little room, a private room in a very, very ritzy restaurant in New York. So this room was upwards of, I want to say 6 to 10 grand just to rent the room alone.
Probably, yeah.
So I go in there, I'm like, do I need a microphone? And the woman, her friend, is like, no, it's such an intimate affair. And I go, oh my, am I literally going to be doing voices with my dusty ass wigs on top of these women eating Dover sole? That's what it was. I mean, they're trying to enjoy their Pinot, and I'm over here like, all right, happy birthday. So I heard you're an Aquarius, and like these women are like, what is going on? So it was one of my favorite gigs I've ever gotten because I literally just got to do voices for 30 minutes, but it really was funny about how intimate it was. And I thought I was annoying them. They were in between courses, but they ended up loving it and we had so much fun. And now I'm ready to move on to bar mitzvahs, baptisms, whatever occasion it is, like invite me. I'm based in New York.
And like I would think like viewing parties, like New Jersey
Oh.
is back in our lives. We're gonna have Jersey viewing parties.
Okay, that's a really good thought. I didn't even think about the viewing parties. So the trailer just came out. The season's premiering, what, May?
May, yep, the first week
May.
of May.
I mean, how great would it be to have a Teresa off, you know, well, I'm more like Walmart Teresa, okay? Because my wig is not snatched. I need to get a new wig. But invite me over. Like, I'm a lot of fun. I'll drink. I'll take tequila shots. We'll have the best time. And, you know, like, we'll watch the premiere together.
Well, speaking of the premiere,
Yes.
okay, so what I took notes here because I rewatched it today. Like, what did you think? So when the season comes on, I'm only going to be talking about Jersey on my Patreon, and that's just what it is. I did just break down the, but let's talk about the trailer. Like, what overall, before I go through my notes here, like, did you think of this trailer? What are you thinking of next season? I have such mixed feelings.
I have such mixed feelings as well. First of all, there seemed like a united front with all the ladies. It was like, let's put bygones be bygones and let's be friends. I'm so happy that we're all connected again. I was like, wait a minute, what? Are we getting a reconciliation here? What is going to happen? So I'm excited to see that. And then the whole Louis of it all. They're kind of painting Louis as the villain again. But it looks like it's a lot about Teresa. So that makes me happy. What did you think?
I mean, I thought like, well, we know like Teresa and Melissa don't speak at all for the whole season. I feel like, well, it starts with like these ass shots and these, like, I feel like this whole party atmosphere. I feel like, in a way, I don't know how much we really have here on, I don't know how much meat is on these bones. So, like, when you, I feel like it was almost like distracting us in the sense that, like, it doesn't seem like a lot happens to me this season. I mean, we know these two don't speak, but I feel like, I don't know, I felt like it was like some distraction to like, is there any meat on the bone of this next season coming on New Jersey?
It did give off like dead carcass vibes. I was like, wait a minute, are they in the same place? Are they trying to trick us and making it look like Teresa is now talking with Melissa? Because we know that they're still not talking.
Yeah.
So it was, they were trying to create like or fabricate a storyline that we already know is not happening. So I was a little bit confused, but they did it. It did look like they were at the same party, and which we already saw last season when they went abroad and they're like in the same and they have to be together. So it's a little misleading.
It's a little misleading. And like they were together for some scenes, like at some parties. But I look, here I go again. I've said this before. I really think this is the last season of this particular cast. Like, I just don't like, I'm not I'm not jumping up and down for this next season. Like, look,
Right.
I wasn't jumping up and down for Salt Lake last season. It was the best thing I've ever seen. So I can be like, correct me, like, you know what I mean? Like, I am cautiously optimistic. I don't know. I'm a little over this particular cast. Like, I think we need a change. I do. I mean, I know we have two newbies with Jed Fessler three,
Right,
but this
right.
is still. I don't know. I think this is it for some people. I really do.
If we could get the Jen Fessler and Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, that storyline back, like I loved that. I was like, wait a minute, what's this little birdie saying that Jen slept with James Gandolfini? Like, can we get more of that? So I hope that they kind of use the newbies just for a little bit more, some dirt, some juice, because listen, the storyline has been played the motherfucking out with Teresa
Right?
and Melissa. It's we're over it. I mean,
And Jen Fessler, like from the trailer, I can't believe I'm saying this. Like, I don't think I gave her enough credit last season. Like, I'm intrigued. Like, she seems to
yeah.
like that one scene with her and Mark. Like, look, I love that Jackie.
Right.
It's not just because of Mark. Like, I have no team. I really don't. But I love that, like, I love when friendships get mixed up. So I love when like Jackie and Jen Fessler now seem to be going against Margaret and on Teresa's team. And that scene at the baseball where, like, you know, Margaret's like to Jen Fessler, like, that's who you want to be friends with, or whatever she said. And she's like, yes, or whatever she said. I'm like, I think Jen Fessler's more interesting than we thought she was based on her first season. I'll admit it, as important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes, and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. If you guys are anything like me, you are busy, you're working, you're having a great social life, you're on the go, and you just don't have the time or patience for meal prep or grocery shopping. Am I right? That's why I love Home Chef. Home Chef is a meal delivery kit, but they're so different than all the others. Home Chef is the best because it's chef-designed recipes. They're fresh ingredients, and like I said, they're delivered right to your doorstep. And there's such a variety. You can choose from recipes that are ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes. Home Chef has everything you're looking for. Yesterday for lunch, I had miso glazed salmon with sesame cauliflower. The day before, I had jalapeno beef sliders with potatoes. And tonight, I'm gonna have lemon shrimp Alfredo. So listen, for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free shipping on your first box and free dessert for life at homechef.com/velvetrope. That's homechef.com/velvetrope for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/velvetrope.
Me too. I mean, I always loved her once they showed her mother and her mom's twin. I thought she has a fun family and I like to watch her. And now that she's choosing sides, I go, okay, maybe she's giving us something. But again, we've seen this friendship dynamic last season and it's playing out again in this season. And it doesn't look like there's going to be anything new. But I don't know. If Margaret is still taking her side and she's like, well, who are we going to be friends with? I feel like Margaret is just always, well, whose back do you have? Because I have dirt on everybody. So who do I? You know what I mean? It's like, okay, who does Margaret have dirt on now? I don't know.
That the best quote of the whole thing was where she's like, Jackie Judas Goldschneider. Like, that was, I gotta give it to you, Margaret. I gotta give it to you.
I will say Marge is the Dorinda of Jersey because she gives us these taglines that are so good. Your husband's in the pool. And Jackie Judas Goldschneider.
And I love that
That was so
Jackie
good.
is like, I wish she's like, I'll be friends with whoever the fuck I want to be friends with. Like, I mean,
Right.
Jackie's my dark horse for this season. Like, I think Jackie's gonna have a great season. I'm gonna bet on Jackie.
Me too, me too. The only other thing I think there was like themes was the daughters leaving for school. One of Teresa's daughters, and it's like, okay, she's got four daughters, excuse me, and they're always leaving for school. And then I think Melissa's daughter or son is leaving for school too. So I guess
Daughter.
her daughter is leaving for school. And so now we're gonna get that whole the farewell and the, which is not juice. It's just moms being moms, you know?
It's moms being moms. I mean, what else did I think was interesting? I mean, see, the thing is, well, I thought also, like, we know Danielle Cabral and Jen Aiden have a thing. I thought what I liked was when John Fudo was like, you're the poster child for mortgage fraud. And Teresa's like, that was my husband, bitch.
Don't get it twisted. I just signed the papers. I didn't know what I was signing, but that was my ex-husband. Get it right. I loved that. I loved that.
I mean, Teresa, how do you feel? You listen, we all know in the real world, Teresa and Louis are just fine. So, I feel like, are they doing you dirty, Teresa? Because I mean, they edited this trailer and it came out and it's making it look like you have marriage problems. And we all know in the real world, you don't. I mean, whether people like Louis or not, there's no
Right.
marriage problems. These two are not getting divorced ever at this rate.
We got this love bubble. It's never bursting. We're gonna keep like we got long time love. So people always coming after me. You know, David, people always trying to bring me down. Like I bring the drama, but I'm not where the drama is. People just like to attack the big dog, you know? So,
Are
yeah.
you upset at the trailer, Teresa? I mean, they're showing, you and Louis, don't you think Bravo did you a little dirty?
Look, Bravo knows what's good TV. I'm good TV. Like, people like to watch. So, if they need to make it look like Louis and I got problems, like, let's get everybody to watch. But look, Louis is not a cheater. He is not like doing all crazy business deals. Like, he's a good person. So, they'll see. They'll see.
What about, I mean, we know you're not speaking to Melissa, but I mean, should you be speaking to Margaret at all? Doesn't seem like you guys get a, that Margaret's not, I don't know.
She flip-flops. Like she's always taken someone else's side, and like we used to be together and friends, and like we tried to make it work last season, but no, if she's now pitting people against me and making these like fake storylines, there's no point for us, you know? Like, and I don't even like pigtails between you and me, so
But look, you got your friend Jennifer Aiden.
I do. I got Jen Aiden. Look, Jen is one of those friends where you're like, all right, I guess, yeah, like you're my bestie. You know what I mean? It's like I can't get rid of her, but I love her. But I love her. No, we had so much fun with her and her husband. Like, we love to go out. We went to the Bahamas for New Year's Eve together. Like, our families are close. So I love Jen.
And we see, when your daughter, I think Gabriella, is going off to Michigan. Yeah, it is Gabriella. When she's going off to Michigan, we see on the phone an appearance by the one and only Juicy Joe.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Look, he's the father of my children, for better or for worse. But look, he's always going to be in our lives. He's somewhere out there in the Bahamas, like doing his Airbnb. So yeah, he's FaceTiming them because they love their father. You guys know, like he raised them. So he's always trying to be in their lives and support them.
He's booked and busy.
I mean, look, probably he's always gotten money somehow. I don't know. He's doing the deals and he's doing whatever it is. But yeah, that's Juicy Joe. Remember when I went and we tried to like make amends and he was like, do you have feelings for me? I took one look at him. I was like, no.
But Louis, you're attracted to, huh?
Oh my God. Who's not attracted to Louis? Like that skin. He's always tan. He got the nice muscles. And yeah.
You guys are going on a lot of vacations together. I mean, you're in the villain house now. By the way,
Yeah.
I heard she's doing good. She ain't home yet. She's not home yet, people.
Yeah, no, she's good. What
She's
do you mean?
doing good on the villains because she's like she went away to film this. She's going to be on Ease the Villains season two. And I
Oh.
heard from a, yeah, so she's there now filming, whether people know this or not.
Wow.
And people, so it's like she, like people, like you stay there until you're voted out. And like certain people, I mean, everyone's sequestered, but I know for a fact, for an actual fact that she has come close to getting voted out of the house, but she is not like voted out of the house. And she was very close, like on the chopping block, but she survived. So Teresa, for everyone out there who wants to know how she's doing in the villains, because I don't think you go home. I think like when you're voted out, you still get
Right.
sequestered, so they can't figure out when you're back. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what, but I know for a fact, as at least as of the recording of this podcast, that Teresa was very close to getting voted out, and she was not voted out. And I know that from multiple sources. So she is still
She's
doing,
still in it.
yeah. And you win. I think you win 200. I think it's 250 grand. I mean,
That's
you
a
also
pretty good
get,
pot.
yeah, and you also get paid to go. So like I think you're paid like around 200. So, but Teresa is doing well in the House of Villains, and I know this for a fact from multiple sources. She's not voted out yet.
What's so crazy, I haven't really seen her outside of the Housewives, so I am so excited. I see her on some game shows, but for it to be on the villains, like, this is going to be really good.
Did you watch when she was on Celebrity Apprentice way back?
I never did. Should I do that for my own research? Like, is that crucial?
I liked, listen, she, I mean, she was friends with Donald Trump before, you know, like, so, but she, two things, like, she, there's the, like, she's spoken out, like, I guess you're not supposed, like, people were sequestered and she worked out where, like, she had to go home on the weekends to see the girls and Donald Trump allowed it. She, yeah, so, like, she was grateful to him for that. The thing is, you know, you think, she's maybe not the sharpest tool in the shed, and she's going to go on the apprentice. The apprentice is no joke. It's she did pretty damn good, believe it or not. She got, yeah. So I think maybe you should watch it. You should
Oh my God, I'll bring it back. I'll bring all the content back. I love this.
bring it
Okay, yeah.
back.
Yeah,
She
because
got, and like, I don't know how far she got, but she got like, I think if I remember, like, midway-ish, maybe a little past midway. I think she made it like three-fourths through, like almost to like the top six or something.
as long as she held her own,
Yeah.
that's pretty shocking. Good for her.
What do Lala Kent and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you. I mean,
She
it's a business competition. You make stereotypes. She did pretty well. She did
is.
pretty well.
You know what? And I have had the pleasure of meeting her. She really is. She has more than we give her credit for. And I think the show, obviously, when you're on reality TV, it can paint you in a different light. And the things are taken out of context, so you don't really get the full effect. But meeting her in person, she was definitely with it. She was asking questions. We were going on stage together, and she was just asking, you know, like, all right, give me the layout of the show. Like, she had her wits about her.
Like she looks, she's all business, right? Like she shows up, she wants a paycheck. And I don't even mean that in a bad way. She does the job and she goes home. I mean, that's how I would be.
Exactly. You're not there really to make friends. It's literally a job, and that's how she handles it, which good for her. She's getting her bag.
I just think we can't watch another season after this of her not speaking to Melissa or Joe. I mean, they're, I really
I
think this
know.
is the end. I don't think they're going to speak ever again.
I would love a reunion. Like if they filmed like a whole like special, just like they did for her wedding, like a family reunion of the Giudices. I mean, come on, that would be the biggest,
It would
most
do.
viewed. It would do amazing.
It would do amazing. I think it's over.
You
I
don't
think it's
see it happening.
over now.
Dang.
I see her staying with Louis forever, unless something crazy happens. And I just don't see her. I think I mean, she's so happy without speaking to them, and they're so happy without speaking to her. I just think they've called it. They're
I know.
just like, this is what it is. It's such a shame, but
It is. It's
here we
shocking.
are.
their whole thing, well, just how close they were as a family, it was like a nucleus. And that was the whole point of the whole Jersey, anyways. It was like family comes first. They got the Manzos, you got the Giudices. And it's just to see it how it all unfolds. I don't know if I want to blame it on reality TV, but I almost do because it gets too messy. And then you make business deals and then you wrong somebody and they made alliances with other people and it becomes a huge disaster. And it's sad,
You
honestly.
have pizza ovens. I mean, I'm also
You
not, right? You have pizza ovens in the mix. I'm also not so interested in, I guess I should be. I'm not really interested in this Polly and Dolores. I'm really very negative today. I'm not really interested in this. Polly's married. It's great. If he gets divorced, he may not propose to her right away, blah, blah. I don't really know if I care.
You, what I do not get to rant about is enough is Dolores's choice in men. Dolores, you are one of the sexiest, hottest, most amazing mothers. You're loyal. What are you doing with these men that give you no respect? Like, not that doctor, what's his name? The old
Dr.
doctor.
David.
Dr. David. Oh my God, I should know his name. This guy, I mean, could he take one look at Dolores and go, how am I with this woman? I need to kiss the ground she walks on. Meanwhile, he's like, oh, I don't think I want to get married. Oh my God. And now she's with this guy and Polly, and he just won't even end the other relationship. I mean, what are these men waiting for?
She can't be on her own. I'm
But she
sorry to say,
was,
but this
but
is the
she,
reality.
right. I guess
She.
even when she was alone, she wasn't because she had Frank there that was like supporting, but they weren't together.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not. And also, speaking of, I mean, I don't even believe this. I mean, what is this? This whole thing we saw about Margaret and Joe, and then like your marriage was better when Jan was alive. Why? I don't understand it. This to me is reads as like another fake storyline.
Yeah, it's
I don't get
reaching.
it.
Right, it's reaching. Also, they've been so good together already. So wait, I think I missed this part. Where was Marge fighting with her husband and they were trying to like make this like fake fight?
You don't even see them fighting, but you see a scene where Joe is with, I think, Joe Gorga, and somehow, and they're talking about the marriage, and they're like, how's your marriage? And it's just Margaret. Listen, Joe is not leaving Margaret, and Margaret is
No.
not leaving Joe. So
No.
we're like watching things that were just like, we know how this is going to end. I find the Jackie and Jen Fessler, that's the most interesting. I know. Danielle Cabral has now left Teresa and Jen Aiden and gone to the other side with Melissa. I
Right.
find that less interesting. I find the Jackie and Margaret thing kind of the most interesting. The Louis and Teresa thing would be interesting to me if there was any truth to it, and there just
Right.
isn't. Like behind the scenes, you know that, I know that. If anyone is listening to this that doesn't know that, there's no problems between these two. It's just clickbait. For a season. So,
Right.
like, I don't know. I remember last season we were so invested about those. It's,
Yeah.
I just don't feel that right now for this season. It's just, I don't feel it. I can't help it. It's not
Well,
in
because
me.
I think it's not in me. Well, I
It's
think
not
the
in
social
me.
media of it all, we see them posting all the live long day on the beach in Miami, in the Bahamas, and they're like half naked. Obviously, it looks like there's no trouble in paradise at all.
None.
So.
None. And there's all, yeah, none. There's none. Really. I mean, they've had other issues and like there's other things, but there's really none. What do you think of this season of Vanderpump Rules?
It's also giving bore. I am bored. I feel like it is the same. I
You
mean,
are, because Sarah's really bored too.
yes. Well, I just thought there was going to be more revelations, but it's really just we're all just watching Tom over and over not take any ownership of what he did. He's just so reflective on other people. He's like, "Well, you didn't do this." And he was blaming who was he blaming? Not
Lala.
Lala, right? It was so in the most recent episode, he was just kept saying, like, well, you hid your relationship. And she's like, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you and how you lied about all of this. And like, this is the current situation. My shit was years ago. So he's not taking ownership. And it's just episode after episode of everybody having issues with him. So I'm getting a little bored.
Sarah's bored too. A lot of these listeners are bored. I don't know if I'm. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm not as bored. Like, I don't know. I'm going through this existential crisis. I don't know why Housewives bores me more as a whole, just as a whole, than Vanderpump does. Maybe because really Housewives is the same damn thing, just different cities
Over.
and different franchises and different
Right.
nuances. I don't know. I
Yeah.
loved Salt Lake last season, and I liked Beverly Hills a lot as well.
Yeah. I mean, Salt Lake gave us the biggest of the biggest news ever. So I think a lot of people can agree, like, oh yeah, I was not bored in Salt Lake. Maybe the episode leading up to the finale, but you definitely were not left needing anything more. You're like, okay, I got what I wanted. But with Vanderpump, I think people were just expecting so many bigger, like huge moments. And it's
Revelations.
right. And it's really just them doing yoga and Tom working through his shit. And we're not getting anywhere. I mean, I felt bad for Sheena when she was crying because she had to, they were doing this yoga exercise
Because a lot
together.
of people didn't. A lot of people are like, Sheena, and so it's all about her. They're mortified that she then is saying, I wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars, and just they think she's a shit friend to Ariana. Like, a lot of people came for Sheena.
I, that moment when she was crying and she was like, I mean, I'm so happy for Ariana and all the opportunities she got, but it was a
You're
little
like,
like
it doesn't seem
jealousy
like you're
too.
so happy.
Meanwhile, she's like fully bawling her eyes out, like, I really am happy, but like it could have been also been me, you know? So there is a little bit of that. It's just, I don't know. You know, the person that keeps me entertained is Schwartzy. Schwartzy is
You and Sarah, I swear, Sarah's like obsessed with Schwartzy.
You know what? Because I think Sarah and I share this, like, we love lost puppies. We're like, we have
Well,
to.
this is probably the biggest lost puppy you might ever find in your life. I mean, this
I
is
think
a
we.
lost puppy for the taking, honey. I mean,
It's so true. We really do. Oh my God. He just is so confused about his direction. And even when Brock asked him about how did you and your ex meet, and like, how did you fall in love? He's like, I don't even know really how that happened. I mean, we were friends at first, and like, we didn't even like each other, and then it kind of just happened. I'm like, what? You.
it was just like I think Schwartz, I think this is the appeal for certain women to Schwartz, of like they can just get their claws into him. And if you want a project, here is your project. Because if you, he's like, duh, where am I? Like
Like, where am I going? What do I even like to do? Nobody knows.
the whole apartment, it's like, man, you are 40 and you are living. And I don't mean like it's a small apartment because people
No.
have all different economic statuses. And so I'm not knocking that. It's just like, this is how a college person's apartment looks, literally.
It is. And I like how he treats all of his plants as his children. You know, he really takes a lot of detail for the plants because he's got really, I mean, those are his friends.
The
Again,
succulents.
a succulents, a lost puppy that we want to help find his way.
You and Sarah do. I'm not sure I am there at helping Schwartz find his way, but I guess some people are drawn to the lack of world knowledge.
Yeah, that could be it too. I mean, him trying to hit on that stewardess or the boat aide. He couldn't even lock it
Like, can
down,
I have
David.
your number? Like, I don't think he knows. I mean, like, he,
I
I
know.
listen, I'm sure he gets laid plenty over here on the mean streets of Hollywood. But right, like basically you're saying, like you and Katie just one day, she just was still there after you were friends and hooking up, and you're like, duh, I guess we're like in a relationship now. I don't even know if Schwartz knows how to close the deal, really.
He clearly doesn't know how to close the deal. The man is clueless, and I think that's his appeal as well. I think Sarah and I don't know if you guys know too much about Sarah's relationship, but she definitely drives the boat. You know what I'm saying?
She
With.
said that she made her husband go to couples therapy for like years before they got married. I'm like, what? I'm like, is this why I'm single? I'd be like, you want me to go to therapy like 2 months into this? Like, what the fuck are you talking
Right.
about?
This is a little too soon for you to know all of the skeletons in my closet. No, Sarah was like, chop, chop. We're going to therapy. We're going to work out our shit. And he's like, what shit do we have? She's like, we have a lot of shit. Yes. So that's exactly what Schwartzy needs, is somebody to just take control, take the reins, and lead the pack because he doesn't
I
know.
think he needs a strong woman to lead him. Yes,
Yeah,
I do.
for sure.
I do. And
There.
no knocking Sarah, because here I am single and she's
No.
married. So I must, but I'm not sure about this going to counseling 2 months into it or whatever the hell it was. I might take a pass on that.
Right. No, Sarah and Dan, oh my God, we love them, and they've come a long way, and I love them to death. I love them.
They're busy. Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know how much longer. Like, I think this season too, it's like I think
Right.
Vanderpump is similar to Jersey. It's like we're gonna have a whole season of Melissa and Teresa not speaking. It's a transition season, and then we're gonna figure it out. Feel that way with Vanderpump Rules. Like, do what you got to. We're probably gonna talk about Scandal this entire season. It's probably not gonna stop. I don't know. We can't have another season like this. Like, I'm not that bored.
No.
But people are like, we cannot have another season of like Tom begging for scraps
Right.
from Lala. He's like, I got to the airport and they were all sitting together. And instead of making me sit like the five gates down, Sheena said, hey, this seat's open or whatever. It, like, this
Right,
guy
right.
is happy with fucking scraps, literal scraps.
He is. He at this moment, I don't know. He's in an alternate universe. That's every time I see Tom explain anything, he just looks so detached. I don't think there's anything behind his eyes. I'm like, is he still with us? I'm not sure. So if we could have the whole, I don't even need to see Tom's glow up. He's already, I'm surpassed that. But
I think he loves it. I think he loves the tension. I think he loves just this is your role. You're playing the villain role. I just think that
yeah.
he is not upset about Scandival. I think he's thrilled that it, like, and I don't even mean
Yep.
financially. I just mean, I think he's thrilled that, like, he's known. He walks down the streets of West Hollywood and now he is Tom Sandoval. And if you didn't know him before because you weren't into this, now you do.
Now you, yeah, he doesn't even care that it has negative connotations associated with his name. He just wants people to know his name.
That's kind of what I think.
Doesn't matter. Are you interested in the Valley? Because a lot of my friends that are now done with VPR, they're like, I've seen what I needed to see. They're now going to watch the Valley.
They are.
Yes, I
Because
think just
I.
because of Kristen.
She's probably the main reason for me to watch. Yeah. I mean, look, am I going to watch it? Yes. I am going to start watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, the 19th, it starts on 3/19, which is right around this time. So. By the time this comes out, we'll be one or two episodes in. Are you going to watch it? I mean,
I'm gonna watch it just to see. I mean, I don't really care about the whole marital status that came out. What are their names? I can't even
Jackson Brittany.
Jax and Britt, right. I think that was another storyline that is, if it's fabricated, whatever. They're always trying to fabricate something, but really I think it's Jax. But yeah, I'm really watching for Kristen. I'm not watching for Jax and Britt because we know them.
We know them. I don't believe it at all. I mean, now
Yeah.
she's moving out of the house. You know, they just pick cameras back up, just like on Beverly Hills. Like they're filming this problem with Jax was trying to get this show off the ground for a while before
Right.
Scandoval. It's obviously green lit because of Scandoval. I don't care what happens, unless there is a divorce and Brittany moves five states away, or
Right.
I don't believe it. I just cannot even for a minute believe it. I know. I mean, she removed his last name from Instagram. She's moving out. Well, I mean, I guess you're saying if we're making like 250 each from the Valley, and that's 500,000. So let's spend like, an extra 50,000 and get you a rental. Like, it's not that hard to keep this going. I saw Jax was like a few weeks ago, he came out of the gym. I don't know if you saw this, and like TMZ was there and he's like, how'd you guys find me? I'm like, oh, come on. I'm like, at least act a little better. You know, just how they found you. You called them, and I don't buy this at all whatsoever. Not even
It's,
a little bit.
I think that gym is also one of the most populated gyms in all of LA. So, like, it's not strange to be found there.
Right. It's not strange. Look, I give you credit. Like this, I think I feel, but then because of that, I feel like a desperation. I feel like Jack's wanted the show back on the air for so long, or wanted the show on the air. I feel like they feel like this is it, which in a way it kind of is. Like, I know he was on Villains and these one-offs. I mean, I think the best thing to ever happen to Jackson Brittany is Jenny Craig. I mean, that's like a real sponsorship. And it was like, and I had Brittany on this podcast because of Jenny Craig. Thank you, Jenny Craig. They brought her to me. But like, they're like, do you want to interview our spokesperson, Brittany? And I'm like, how about like immediately? Yes, thank you. But like, she got renewed. Like, so that's like a real salary. That's like a real. So that I think has really Look, they do a lot on social media. Like they make money in different ways, but then Jax did get paid to go for villains. But I do kind of think this is it for like a series. Like if this doesn't work, I don't know where else we're going with Jax and Brittany and this crew. And like, I don't wish them harm. It's not even like right. Like this whole fake breakup it does not make me want to watch. I don't need to look. Brittany just did an interview and said, "Oh, by the way, if you watch, you'll see the signs." I'm not. Don't even go there. Like, oh, we're gonna read into everything like these Easter eggs. I don't even need that. I just personally don't need to watch. Families. I'm not interested in like a baby carriage. I'm not like I'm interested. Like I liked Vanderpump Rules because everyone was sleeping with everyone else and slapping everyone and chunky sweaters and drinks being thrown and Kristen and James is spitting on Kristen's door and she's saying, "You pig, get the hell out of here!" And then she slaps him in the driveway and then you know. That's what I like about my Vanderpump Rules. And yes, they're older now and they can't all sleep together, but they're still, I don't want to see. And by the way, why aren't Sheena and Brock? I mean, I know they lived in Marina Del Rey, but she just bought that $2.5 million house in the valley. Why didn't you put them on the show? I'm sure she would have bought a damn house 6 months earlier if you put her on the show. I mean, why can't Sheena and Brock do double duty? They have Summer Moon. They should be on the show. And it's like, I don't want to get to know like three new couples. No offense to anyone out there that has children, but a lot of people tell me that they listen, you know, they want to watch to escape their children that are crying all day. I don't want to see families like, oh, we have preschool problems today. I don't
Totally.
know. Is that what you want to see from our reality TV now?
Not really. The only type of content I want to see is like when Teresa was trying to, rip her daughters from the banging on the pots. Like I like to see mayhem, and that was like the Giudice household. That's what I loved watching. But
Yeah.
yeah, when Sheena and Brock are fighting about which babysitter to choose, that to me is stuff that we don't necessarily need to see because we're so accustomed to that other side of just the ratchet VPR. And so to see it's a totally different life now. It's totally different.
And if it's like I have a lot of friends that like live in the suburbs. I mean, and please, like they're crazier than I am. Like they're wake up and they're like, "What are you doing?" Like it's 10 o'clock. I'm working. They're like, "Oh, well, like I'm having a glass of rosé. The kids are at school." I'm like, "What?" So if it's like if it's like parents gone wild and it's like the
Love.
kids are like not seen as much, and you talk about the stresses of parenthood and like, man, how expensive things are. Like, I don't know, like if it's parents gone wild, I guess I can get into it. I just don't want to see like, I mean, what's the drama? Like, I mean, I don't know, is this neighbor going to be attracted to Jax and he's attracted and that's the problems in the marriage and like we need something. Isn't that what our reality TV is? Like, I don't wish disaster on these couples, but
I
yeah,
know,
and
of
Kristen
course.
does have a boyfriend. She does the podcast with him, but yeah, Dodie is just like messy and bag of dicks and all this other stuff. And Stassi's like, "I don't know what I did, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio or whatever." I love Dodie. I've always loved Dodie. I've always said I think she's the best part of Vanderpump Rules. I mean, she has been gone. I've had to find other good parts that I've like. I think James Kennedy is the best part of the whole damn show now to me.
Ah, I can't believe I forgot about James. Oh my God. Yes, truly when I say the man entertains me, I mean I even did a James Kennedy impression because that's how entertaining he is.
How
He
do you do? Give us a gist of James Kennedy.
Oh, let me tell you, it was the worst impression I've ever done. But it's usually him just back in his like DJ days where he's like, "I'll spin this for you guys. Okay, you're a fucking worm with the mustache. I'm gonna take that track, I'm gonna remix it. I've got my dog Ginger back, and I'm just a happy little James." It's a terrible James impression, but I love saying worm with a mustache.
Give us some more Kourtney Kardashian. I don't know why I'm obsessed with the Kourtney the most. I think it's so spot on. Teresa's, I
That
mean, they're
woman.
all spot on, but I think it's so, for anyone that watches the Kardashians, it's so spot on.
That it's I've been doing the impression for over 10 years now. So if it isn't spot on, then I've got issues. But yeah, I don't know if you guys saw, all my sisters were at the Oscars and the after party, and I was not invited. I don't understand. I literally have a multivitamin empire, and I was snubbed of the invite. I just, it's rude. And my mom, Chris, like loves to disinvite me from things. And it's just like not right.
Should your mom have stood up and said, like, she wants you to get invited? I mean, like, what is this?
It's just rude and just a nasty attitude from my mom. Yeah, she has control to like invite me, and she just thinks that I'm busy at home with my baby, which is true, but I still would have liked an invite.
And like what, she goes, and I mean, Kim is there, Kendall, Kai, and Kylie. She's, is
Yeah,
she kind of moving on from you, Courtney?
her favorites. I mean, obviously, Chloe, me, and Rob are like the forgotten sisters and brothers. Like, she treats us like foster kids. And her money makers are Kylie, Kim, and Kylie, or Kendall.
But I mean, like, in the real, like, if you compare yourselves to other humans, I mean, you married Travis Barker. He has got some money. Chloe does well. You guys still do well for yourselves. I'm not sure about your brother, Rob, but it's you and Chloe money do well, and you've married very well, Courtney.
Exactly. But my mom doesn't get a percentage of Travis's earnings. So, whatever and whoever is making Chris the most money, she picks favorites. It's really messed up, but that is our life.
Is Chris managing? We've had a very big announcement lately. Is she managing her granddaughter, Northwest? Her first album has just been announced. High school. How does your sister Kim feel about this? It's called Elementary School Dropout. Obviously, a nod to Kanye's College Dropout, his, debut album. I have to say, I think the name Elementary School Dropout is rather brilliant from a marketing point of view when your dad is right there. But I mean, how does your sister Kim feel about this title?
Kim is really proud of North, anything she does. Kim's a little protective because obviously Kanye has put them through a lot. But overall, I think Kim is really happy with it, and she just wants her kids to be creative. So she's like super supportive.
And what makes you the most money? Is it the new gummies or is it Poosh? Like you really have done a lot in your time, Courtney. Like, what's your
I
moneymaker
mean,
these days?
you guys know I am like the busiest bee on the block. I would have to say my Lemmy sleep gummies, they're always sold out. If you, David, I'm going to send you some. You will literally sleep for a year. Like, these are no joke.
Lemmy's come out of nowhere, girl. Like, this is a real brand. Like, you've gone from like push this and push that. And I don't know what the hell that push stuff was, but Lemmy, this might be your play.
This is health and wellness. It is everything that I believe in. And yeah, I mean, we've got Lemmy Matcha, Lemmy Sleep, Lemmy Chill, Lemmy Get a Clue. There's so many good things.
Lemmy, does it have a chance to be as big as Skims? Are we headed there? Do we feel it is closing in?
It's tough to say, but I really think we have the brand. We have a future. I mean, my mom, Chris, doesn't, but like, screw that lady. You know what I mean?
You would
And
never just get a new manager, possibly.
no, we're like signed in blood. Like, we cannot leave this woman, you know? She's my mom for life. We love her. She's a genius, even though she snubs me, but she is a genius.
She's a genius. She's still keeping it together. I think, your style, Courtney, is one of my favorites. I like how your style. I like, I get your style, and I'm here for you and Travis. And another situation of friends first, just like with Tom Schwartz, you and Travis have been friends forever. And so, what about the Lord? I mean, are you on good terms with the Lord Disick these days? I have to say,
The
the
Lord.
Lord is a special place in my heart.
I
I'm going to be
think he
honest.
I think he is in a lot of people's hearts. I mean, worse, he's still on payroll. He's still on the show. I thought we got rid of him years ago, but people love to watch him.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just hope he finds like the love of his life because obviously he's lonely. But yeah, we're still on good terms. We're like co-parenting and it's really great. And we just do the best we can, you know? He's still very much in the kids' lives.
Well, if it makes you feel good, I mean, the Lord is my favorite, of course. And you and Chloe Money, you guys fight it out for second and third. So, like you at times are my favorite sister. Sometimes it's Chloe Money, but you really are my favorite sister most of the time, Courtney. I really understand you, to be honest with you.
Okay, that's amazing. I feel like you're just saying that, but
No.
like.
No. Kim, look, I mean, Kim is, I never go for the main character. I'm more of like the
Right.
underdog. Kendall, you know, look, I think Devin Booker is very hot. So I think she has great taste in men. Kendall's pretty straight-laced. Kylie, I mean, we'll talk about hot. I mean, Timothée Chalamet, don't even, honey, don't even get me started. So Kendall and Kylie are both doing well, but Kylie's a little boring for my taste. And Kim is boring. No, you and Chloe Money are my favorite too. It used to be Chloe Money, but I'm understanding you the older I get. I'm liking the deadpan humor, and I like that you're not going along with the rest of the family at all times. You kind of do your own thing.
You have to be original. And like, I feel like my sisters just follow suit and I get so bored and I just want to do my own thing. So I've always been the lone wolf, probably of my sisters. And I'm fine with it. Like, I'm obviously the most interesting.
Now we have, before we wrap up and everything, we have someone else that we need to hear from. I mean, talk about, I say Devin Booker, I say Timothée Chalamet. You're going to see I don't really have a type here because, and God, I'm boy crazy here today because Kristen Cavallari's new man is fucking hot as hell as well. And he don't look nothing like Devin Booker or Timothée Chalamet. So let's hear from Kristen Cavallari. I mean, let me just boil it down also, Housewives and all this other stuff. The best reality show that's ever existed is Laguna Beach and the Hill. So let's just, that's, I've had a lot of them on here. I've had the pleasure of having Audrina Patridge on, and I've had Jason
Wow.
Waller. And some of the, I've had Alex M and Alex H, both from Laguna Beach. Oh, honey, we go old.
Oh my, you got old school in here. Oh my God, I need to go back and listen to these episodes.
I've had Christina Schuller. Like I've had some of that. Yeah. The Hills,
Wow.
Laguna Beach for me is just, it's where it's all started.
Yeah. No, it's so fun to go back and watch too because you're like, oh my God, that really was our culture. The Uggs and the skirts and the fighting and the it was for me, my friends and I would watch that and just be like, is this how high schoolers live? Because let me tell you, this was not my high school reality, but like I was living for their just this wealth and California living. It was so cool to watch.
And having met Kristen Cavallari many times in real life, and having
Yes.
met Lauren Conrad many times in real life,
Yes.
Kristen is, in my experiences, doesn't mean I know her, but my meeting her many times, like absolutely wonderful. And Elsie, I would take a pass on a little Lauren Conrad. I'm going to pass on that. But give us some Kristen Cavallari.
Well, David, I am dating a 24-year-old. He's part of this like TikTok group called the Montana Boys. And I mean, it caused like quite the stir. I'll be honest. Like everybody was so surprised. I'm 37. Obviously, I'm a divorcee. I've got kids. So like they were not expecting me to go like way younger. But let me tell you, girls, like if you're freaking hot, go have fun. Like get the hot young guy. 'Cause let me tell you. He is going to work your body in ways that you forgot even existed. So that's what I'm about. Look, I have my own money. I take care of my kids. I'm a great mom. I'm a great businesswoman. And so, like, when I want to have a little fun in the bedroom, like, what am I going to do? I'm going to go younger. So I am loving my life. And he is like the hottest thing.
Well, is he the hot? Because you've before him, you said in an interview, Kristen, you said that, you were asked, I don't know, maybe it was on your own podcast by Justin Anderson. Not that I'm paying attention or anything, but you were asked just physically who is the hottest one to look at that you've ever dated. And your answer was obvious. You said Tyler Cameron from The Bachelor. Now, is he still number one, or does this new man, I mean, personally, I'm more attracted to your current 24-year-old than I more so than I am to Tyler. That's just me. Not that I would kick either of them out of bed, but just curious.
Okay. Well, keep your little paws to yourself, David. I know you're like looking at my men. Okay, so Tyler is like obviously so cute, so attractive. We shared a couple kiss. We were doing a music video, so it was like fun little flirtatious banter, but like we didn't do too much else. But I mean, this new guy, I feel like it's fun because again, he's younger and I feel like he looks to me for direction and we just have a lot of fun. You know what I mean? And there's not a lot of expectations with him. And I feel like with Tyler, he was on The Bachelor, he did reality TV like me. So we shared that. And like this little Montana boy, he's just fun to play with, you know?
Well, I mean, do you, because you did say you have your own money. Uncommon James, we talked about, we talked about the gummies for Courtney, and we talked about Skims. Like, Uncommon James is the real deal, honey. So, like, I mean, are you worried maybe that he's like after your money or he just wants sex? Like, what does this guy want from you, honey?
For right now, I know. Obviously, we're just having fun for right now, but I mean, when it comes down to like him getting down on one knee, we have a long ways to go from here. So I don't think that's happening anytime soon. We're just having fun and we are just like living in the moment. But I'm definitely gonna have him sign an NDA. I'm gonna have him sign a prenup. I mean, Jay, I didn't let Jay take 2 cents from me. You guys know.
I mean, I know you're really hot and all, but like you get some. I mean, there's a lot of really hot women, but you really know how to pull, girl. Like
Oh my God.
your track record is, I don't think there's a dog in the group here.
It's not, you guys know from Laguna Beach, like I had a lot of practice. I was bagging them left and right. Like nobody could compare. Everybody likes a little bad girl, and I am just like a lot of fun. I'm flirtatious. I like to drink tequila. Like I'm just like a guy's girl. You know what I mean?
I listen, when you start out with Stephen Coletti, you start, I mean, Stephen Coletti, let me tell you, Stephen and Talon. Has anyone seen
Talent.
Talon? Talon is posting with his son. Talon is still really hot.
Talon was such a cutie, such a hottie. I freaking love Talon. Yeah. Guess who had him first, guys? Kristen.
You had them all first, but Talon has aged well. Coletti has aged well.
Yeah.
Actually, all of you people from Laguna Beach. I mean, Audrina
Yeah.
Patridge looks the exact same. I mean, no, she was the Hills, looks the exact
Right.
same she did day one. Kristen looks great. LC looks great. Whitney has
Yeah.
come under some scrutiny, I understand, for her eating, but she looks
Right.
great. I mean, they all really are holding up well, I must say. And they all
I
like
know.
Lauren's husband is attractive. Not that the goal in life should be to look a certain way, but they're all doing well. They're all doing well.
That you're supposed to judge a book by its cover, but like I'm just gonna say that if you read our books, they would be hot. I mean, we're just like a bunch of hot people.
Like Kristen, let's face it, you're happy you're hot.
I mean, yeah, it's not like I don't work for it though, David. I'm drinking like
You
green juice all the
do.
time. I use cassava flour. Like I'm using all health alternative things and I'm working my ass off.
Doesn't that get tiring? Don't you just want like Chinese food and pizza for breakfast?
Oh my God, all the time, David, but I don't allow it because then I would never bag a Montana boy.
I see what you're saying, Kristen. I'm just gonna go like I don't know what. Like, because I want a bag Montana boy,
Yeah.
but I also want a pizza for breakfast. Do you know what I mean? Like I want
Yeah.
both. So can I eat Chinese food and pizza for breakfast and still a bag Montana boy?
It's very hard to have your cake and eat it too, David. L it really is. I mean, I know we all want to. You can have a cheat meal, but like one time a week. That's it.
I am so depressed. You need to come back on. See this, you know what? You're just giving me an idea for a whole nother show. You need
Oh
to
my God.
come back
Name it.
on.
Name it.
You
Let's
need to
do it.
come back on, and I need to interview you only in character as Kristen and Teresa and Courtney. And just we're gonna say we had Teresa on the podcast and Courtney and Kristen, and you can just answer any way you want, like you just did. I think this is, I'm like thoroughly entertained right now. I'm like, why did we even talk about the damn the stupid trailer?
I really do entertain. It's entertaining for me too. And you know what? I
Because
always
you
hate
do
them.
research, you do know what's going on in their real
Right.
lives.
You have to, because otherwise you're just going to talk from your ass. And I do. Obviously, I exaggerate some of the stories, but it's all in good
Sure.
fun. But these women have kept up on, like, they are always trending. And I get so lucky because I chose them because they solely entertain me. But little did I know that Kristen was going to keep us all on the tip of our toes. Like, we're always waiting for the next Kristen trending story. Like, she gets me so many views just from doing her impression.
Right, like Kardashians will always trend. Teresa in
Always.
Housewives, it's like hardly bigger than Teresa. She trends. Yeah, Kristen Cavallari is kind of like the one that we just, I mean, I know, but she is keeping it up. And I think her podcast is helping because she now has a microphone in front of her and stuff she says does get picked up. I mean, if she were smart, she can wait a few weeks. I would have Montana Boy on the damn podcast.
She just released, I think it was, what's today? It's this week, between her episode this week of her podcast. She dropped a whole Justin Anderson interview where
Talking
she's
about
giving
it.
the tea. But I think you're right. The next step would be to have on Montana Boy. But then she's giving this kid this huge amount of press. And I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, he must be really doing it for her, you know?
But like, we all know how that goes. Make sure it's gonna last. And by the way,
Right.
what's his name? Mark? Is his name Mark? Something.
Mark
It's
Estes. Yeah, Mark Estes.
so like what the M it may the, isn't her brother Michael? Wasn't her brother who passed away,
Who
Michael?
passed away, yes. But
So are
I'm
we
not
sure that
sure.
this, I thought it was, I think it's Michael. So are we sure that this M necklace is for Mark Estes and not for her brother who passed away? Because she did just
That's
talk
fair.
about how her brother
Right.
gives her, see, I know my Cavallari.
You do.
So I don't play around when it comes to Laguna Beach and the hills, nor do I play around when it comes to the Kardashians. Here, I could die talking about the Kardashians and no one would rescue me. If I was in the middle of a sentence revealing some hot information about Teresa, people would call 911. So somehow we're all about Bravo, but I do. I mean, I've revealed some tea. I mean, I really do know for a fact from multiple sources, Teresa is still in the house, at least as of now. And she was very close to elimination, our girl Teresa. And they somehow she got off the chopping block. And I heard that from multiple sources. So don't everyone try to trace where I heard that.
Teresa will always save herself. She will.
I just wonder who else is in this house of
I
villains with her.
know.
I think for some reason, I think I heard, but I don't know. Is she tweeting? I heard Larsa, but I don't know if that's, I
Oh.
don't know if her social media has died down. So like that's why Gia had to be on the podcast. Like when Gia was on the podcast, like if you look at Teresa's
Oh.
podcast, like where has she been? This is why, because she's doing House of Villains.
That makes so much
So
sense.
they
Wow.
called in Gia, and I don't know who the other guests are going to be, but it ain't going to be Teresa until the filming
My
of the villains
God.
is over.
David, I gotta go. I gotta go pitch myself. I
No,
gotta go.
honey, you are in House of, yeah, seriously, but I don't know how long it films for either. I think it's a quick turnaround. But that's, she's, I mean, she's, I mean, when they reported on it, I think I've, but it's true. She really is in the House of Villains, but I found out interest. I thought it was interesting that she's still hanging in there. 250. Teresa is not going to let 250 grand slip through her
No.
fingers without, right, Teresa? You went there for the money, girl.
It's always about the money. Follow the money. And yeah, where there's smoke, there's fire, but also money.
But Teresa, if someone, we like money, I love money, but when they put the papers in front of you, you're not going to sign it this time, even if there is money, right? You're going to read,
I'm gonna send it to my lawyer.
call Jim Leonard, call Jim.
I gotta call Jim. Jim's the best. You guys know I love my lawyer.
Jim protects you, girl.
He does. He really does. I got so excited I got out of character. He does. He's the best lawyer, Jim.
Like, I wouldn't want to be a client of Jim's if I wasn't Teresa. I would be like, hello, I'm your client too, babe. Like,
Well, yeah,
I.
I bring him in a lot. He does other clients, but I'm obviously like one of his best.
You're the top dog, let's face it.
You
Where can, but okay, so next time I want to interview you
know.
in character, and that sounds like a lot of fun. I just came up with this, breaking the fourth wall. Where can everyone find you? Because they can, you can book cameos in these people through you, or they can book you for this live party. I think New Jersey parties you could be booked for when the season comes back. See?
I mean, we are
Helping.
staying booked and busy. And this David is such a he is such an advocate of all the arts. He's
I
he is
am.
he is. You guys can always follow me on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Andrea Lopez Comedy. Book me on Cameo. Just search my name, you'll see it. And then every Thursday, I've got a podcast with my impression queen. Also, we co-host the Big Wigs podcast together every Thursday.
See, now, not to give you more business ideas, when the new season of the Kardashians comes back, the two of you could go as Courtney and Chris.
Oh my God. And guys, we would love to do recap episodes, but on top of that, we would love to do like fitness classes dressed as Chris and Court and do like appearances. And I mean, we have so many views. We just need to monetize the views. Isn't that the tale as old as time? How do
Honey,
I monetize?
honey. It is okay. We'll talk. We'll
We'll
talk.
talk. We'll talk.
I mean, it's
Thank
all
you
about
so
the
much.
monetization. You'll come back though. And sorry,
Yes.
I was so like all scatterbrained this week to
No, you're good.
bug you.
Oh, do you know our industry?
Hi
Please.
there. I'm like, God, I can't even email a Zoom link, David. Like until 5 minutes before we go live, something is wrong with me.
Oh,
So.
you're doing better than me. Trust me.
And I'll share your links with everyone too, so everyone can find you. But book her
Thank
for an
you.
in-person, guys. Book her. I mean, you could have Kourtney Kardashian or Teresa. You're the tree huggers.
The
This is
tree
the girl. This is the
huggers.
girl you should want to book right here. So we
Thank
have a
you,
lot of tree
guys.
huggers. All right, I'll keep me posted, and you'll come back for sure.
Absolutely. Let me know the time and the place. I am there.
Love you much.
Mwah. Love you guys. Love you, David.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.